Привет, друзья! Как дела? My name is Fedor. Welcome back to Be Fluent in Russian podcast. Today we have Reading of the Chekhov, another part of our Dama с собачкой. And, of course, if you have missed the previous episodes, go back to the first one, because we are reading the whole piece. It doesn't make sense for you to just listen to this part without knowing the parts before. And so we're going to continue on. And so far, Gurov and Dama с собачкой just simply met. They walked around, they met, and they just simply kind of got to know each other a little bit. We found out that she has a husband that will come and pick her up any day now. So where will this go? We are on to part two of Dama с собачкой. Out of four total, it's only like a handful of pages. So part number two will be also extremely interesting. First sentence. Прошла неделя после знакомства. It's been a week since they met, or since the meeting. Прошла неделя, a week has gone by. Был праздничный день. It was a festive day, or it was a day off, it was a holiday. В комнатах было душно, а на улицах вихрем носилась пыль. Срывала шляпы. It was stuffy in the rooms, and the dust was whirling in the streets. Hats were torn off, or kind of the hats flew off because of this crazy wind. So, in the rooms it was stuffy, maybe it was hot, but it was too windy outside, and the hats would simply just fly off people's heads. Весь день хотелось пить. Егоров часто заходил в павильон и предлагал Анне Сергеевне то воды с сиропом, то мороженого. He was thirsty all day. Or it was thirsty all day. People felt thirsty all day. And Gurov often came into the pavilion and offered Anna Sergeyevna either water with syrup or ice cream. Некуда было деваться. There was nowhere to go. Because it was too stuffy, you wanted to drink all day, hot, hot day. Some words that are interesting here. This word, хотелось пить. Felt like drinking. Хотеться is not really to want. It's when you have an uncontrollable desire for something. Like in this case, if you're thirsty all day, you want to drink. But you don't control your desire for drinking. It's simply too hot. That's when хотеться is used. And typical phrase, and you can repeat after me too, мне хочется. Мне хочется. Like, мне хочется спать. I feel like going to sleep. Мне хочется есть. I feel like eating, or I want to eat. Мне хочется. Another verb here is заходил. Часто заходил would come in often. Ходить means to just simply walk around. But заходить means to enter. When you come into a place, заходить. И предлагал and offered. Предлагать means to offer. Let's say you and your friends are going to a party somewhere. You can say, предлагаю пойти в кино. I offer you guys to go to the movie theater, or I suggest we go to the movie theater. Next sentence. Вечером, когда немного утихло, они пошли на мол, чтобы посмотреть, как придет пароход. In the evening, when it had calmed down a little, they went to the pier to see how the steamer would arrive, or to see the steamer arriving. Пароход, I'm guessing that it wasn't like a common occurrence for пароход is a steamboat. It's, I guess, like a ferry, I guess. So it's a boat that runs on steam. And I guess пароход is a very kind of tourist boat. Maybe I'm wrong here, but this is best to my knowledge. Пароход is something that people would use just to kind of cruise among the or on the river. And so maybe back then, it wasn't a common occurrence for a steamboat to come or for a cruise ship to come. But nowadays, I'm thinking if you go to the pier, you will see like five different cruise ships come to the pier. So maybe they felt like they need to go to the pier to see like a cruise ship arriving. Вечером. Great, great word. Вечером. In the evening. Вечером. If you don't want to specify what time of the year or what time of the evening, you can just simply say вечером, in the evening, in the entire evening. Немного means a little, when it had come down a little. So немного It means not a lot. Ni or не means not, and много means a lot or many. So немного means not a lot. Чтобы посмотреть. Посмотреть means to take a look or to look at something for a short period of time. More like to witness something with your eyes. Not to watch like sunset or a movie, but just to see. Посмотреть. На пристани было много гуляющих. Собрались встречать кого-то. Держали букеты. There were a lot of people walking on the pier. They were going to meet someone or greet someone. They were holding bouquets. This phrase, было много гуляющих. There was a lot of walkers or a lot of people walking. Было много is a structure that is very unusual. We normally say there was a lot of people. Because in Russian, this there is not, doesn't really exist. What is there? Right? We have на пристани. But in English, and на пристани means on the pier. But in English, we don't say on a pier was a lot of people. We don't really say it like that. We say there was a lot of people or there were a lot of people. In Russian, we just simply omit there and just simply say a lot or were a lot of people. On the pier were a lot of people. And that's the structure. And you might need to get used to it. And with this structure, было много, there was a lot. Было means was. Много means a lot. So you don't really have there. So if you want to say there was a lot of something or there was not enough of something, there was a little of something, don't say there. Just say было много, there was a lot, было мало, was little, было чуть-чуть, was a little as well. So in Russian, the structure would be different here, and you have to adjust to that. И тут отчетливо бросались в глаза две особенности нарядной ялтинской толпы. Пожилые дамы были одеты, как молодые. И было много генералов. And here two features of the elegant Yalta crowd clearly caught the eye, or clearly were noticeable. The elderly ladies were dressed like young people, or like youngsters, and there were many generals. So I guess when they're meeting a cruise ship, the two things were obvious to the eye. The ladies who were, the older ladies were dressing like young ladies, and there were also a lot of generals. Those were the two things that caught the eye. But this phrase, бросались в глаза, to catch the eye or caught the eye. Literally, it means to dash. Бросаться means to run off quickly. Бросались means they dashed в глаза, into the eyes. So something was like sprinting to your eye. That's the meaning of бросаться в глаза, is when something is so obvious to the eye, that is dashes to your eyes, that it sprints to your eyes. So бросаться в глаза means something that is very obvious or noticeable to the eye. По случаю волнения на море пароход пришел поздно, когда уже село солнце. И прежде чем пристать к молу, долго поворачивался. Due to the unrest at sea, the steamer or the cruise ship arrived late, when the sun had already set, and turned for a long time before landing at the pier, or not landing, but before docking to the pier, I guess. So before, I guess, arriving or finally being done with the trip. Пристать means to kind of land when it's like a boat or a cruise ship too. This verb пришел here is a very interesting one because пришел means to arrive by walking. But when we're talking about like when we have a schedule, when something arrives according to schedule, we can also use пришел. Like поезд пришел. But we cannot say that about a plane. We cannot say самолет пришел. We say самолет прилетел. So for anything but the plane, we can say пришел, I think. It seems to be like that. Солнце село. The sun has set, but село means set. So the sun doesn't set in Russian, but it sits down. So the sun has sat down already.
Анна Сергеевна смотрела в лорнетку на пароход и на пассажиров, как бы отыскивая знакомых
И когда обращалась к Гурову, то глаза у нее блестели. Анна Сергеевна looked through her lorgnette, I guess it's like a thing like binoculars, at the steamer or the cruise ship, and at the passengers, as if looking for acquaintances. And when she would talk to Gurov or turned to Gurov, her eyes shone, or her eyes were full of excitement. Она много говорила. She talked a lot. И вопросы у нее были отрывистые. And her questions were abrupt. И она сама тотчас же забывала. And she immediately forgot, о чем спрашивала, what she was asking. Потом потеряла в толпе лорнетку. Then she lost her lorgnette in the crowd. So we see this image of Anna Sergeyevna, or this dama с собачкой, as being kind of lost, or being so in her romance with Gurov that she would, her eyes would shine every time she would talk to Gurov, and she then would lose her lorgnette, and it's like this kind of careless almost person, because she's so in love, or maybe falling in love, who knows? But the way I read this right now is that she's falling in love. And she's not, she's losing her mind over Gurov. I don't know if he will be reciprocating that love, though. Because his only motive was to kind of be like a temporary thing. Because she has a husband and he doesn't care about that. So it's mostly like a temporary thing to him. But to her, her eyes are shining when she looks at him. Some crucial words here, let's see. This word знакомых, it's deriving from знакомых, and знакомый means acquaintance or a person that you know, знакомый. Обращаться, here we have она обращалась к Гурову when she returned or talked to Гуров. Обращаться means to address somebody. Let's say if you're in an auditorium and the teacher is, and the professor is teaching, he can turn to a person or address an individual student, and that would be обращаться. Maybe, let's say I'm talking to one person as a professor, but then the second person just starts to answer out of turn. I can say, я не к вам обращаюсь. I'm not addressing you right now. Or I'm not talking to you. Я не к вам обращаюсь. Okay? Then this interesting structure. Тотчас же. Тотчас же. But all together, тотчас же. Тотчас же. Like that. First of all, the pronunciation is very interesting. Even though it's spelled as тотчас же, we kind of read it as тотчас же. We don't say тотчас же. This же doesn't really sound too beautiful, so we just simply say тотчас же. A longer же. Means immediately, right away. And then we have the next sentence. Нарядная толпа расходилась. Уже не было видно лиц. Ветер стих совсем. А Гуров и Анна Сергеевна стояли, точно ожидая, не сойдет ли еще кто с парохода. The elegant crowd, or the dressed up crowd, was dispersing. This verb расходиться. Расходиться means to disperse or to go your separate ways. Imagine that there's a crowd all in the center, and then it starts to disperse. That's расходиться. Уже не было видно лиц. Faces were no longer visible. You couldn't see the faces anymore. So не было видно. It was not visible. Не было видно. Again, we don't really have a verb here, or sorry, like a noun here or a subject here. Не было видно лиц. How can I best translate it with the grammatical sense? Let me just think. The sentence would be like this. It was not visible to anyone of faces. Or it was not visible of faces. It was not, visible of faces, I guess. I guess that's the best translation, even though it doesn't make any sense. But it means the faces weren't visible. But in Russian we say, it was not visible of faces. Like that. I guess that's the best literal translation that I can really give it. Не было видно лиц, the faces were not visible, or it was not visible of faces. Ветер стих совсем, the wind has completely died down, and Гуров and Анна Сергеевна stood as if waiting for someone else to get off this cruise ship. So, Агуров и Анна Сергеевна стояли. So, we have this beginning. The crowd was dispersing. The faces were not visible anymore. The wind has died out completely. But Гуров and Анна Сергеевна стояли. We have this conjunction А. We don't have но. Но would be a strong but. Like opposing two parts of a sentence. But. А is used when we don't oppose. But we simply kind of talk about two different things, even though they're kind of connected in a way. But we don't connect them, we don't unite them, but we don't oppose them. А is used as a conjunction. Next sentence. Анна Сергеевна уже молчала и нюхала цветы, не глядя на Гурова. Анна Сергеевна was already silent or quiet and sniffing the flowers, not looking at Гуров. I'm not sure why she was not looking at him. Maybe it's like a sign that maybe she was done for the day. But she was sniffing the flowers. I'm thinking that he gave her the flowers. So, уже молчала was already quiet. In English, quiet is an adjective. I am quiet. But in Russian, quiet is a verb. So, it's an action of staying silent. Okay, which is, I think, a better way to think about it. So, уже молчала means she was already quiet. Уже молчала. And нюхала. Нюхать means to sniff or to smell. Нюхать. And then we have the next sentence. It's a sentence said by Гуров. Погода к вечеру стала получше, сказал он. Куда же мы теперь пойдем? Не поехать ли нам куда-нибудь? Она ничего не ответила. The weather got better in the evening, he said. Where are we going now? Shouldn't we go somewhere? She did not say anything. Or she did not respond by saying anything. So, стало получше. Стать means to become. Получше means a little bit better. So, получше is without по. Лучше would be better. If he just simply said, погода к вечеру стала лучше. That would be the weather became better or it got better. But получше, it's a tiny bit better. Куда же мы теперь пойдем? Where should we go now? Теперь here doesn't mean now, it means and now. So теперь kind of signifies some sort of change. So they went to the pier, and now where are we gonna go? And then куда-нибудь means somewhere. Куда-нибудь means anywhere. Shouldn't we go somewhere? And the place that we go is not specific. It's like any place whatsoever. But we cannot say, shouldn't we go anywhere? No. Somewhere in English is used, but in Russian, куда-нибудь, this part, нибудь, means that we don't care about where we're going. Let's go somewhere. It doesn't matter where, but let's go somewhere. Она ничего не ответила. She did not say anything. She did not respond. Ничего не ответила. In Russian, we have to say ничего не, double negative. So, она ничего не ответила. And let's close this and read it all once again. I think it's important for me to read this once again, just for some extra listening practice.
Прошла неделя после знакомства. Был праздничный день. В комнатах было душно, а на улицах вихрем носилась пыль, срывала шляпы. Весь день хотелось пить. Игуров часто заходил в павильон и предлагал Анне Сергеевне то воды с сиропом, то мороженого. Некуда было деваться. Вечером, когда немного утихло, они пошли на мол, чтобы посмотреть, как придет пароход. На пристани было много гуляющих. Собрались встречать кого-то, держали букеты. И тут отчетливо бросались в глаза две особенности нарядной ялтинской толпы. Пожилые дамы были одеты, как молодые. И было много генералов. По случаю волнения на море пароход пришел поздно, когда уже село солнце. И прежде чем пристать к молу, долго поворачивался. Анна Сергеевна смотрела в лорнетку на пароход и на пассажиров, как бы отыскивая знакомых. И когда обращалась к Гурову, то глаза у нее блестели. Она много говорила, и вопросы у нее были отрывистые. И она сама тотчас же забывала, о чем спрашивала. Потом потеряла в толпе лорнетку.
Нарядная толпа расходилась. Уже не было видно лиц. Ветер стих совсем. А Гуров и Анна Сергеевна стояли, точно ожидая, не сойдет ли еще кто с парохода. Анна Сергеевна уже молчала и нюхала цветы, не глядя на Гурова. «Погода к вечеру стала получше», — сказал он. «Куда же мы теперь пойдем? Не поехать ли нам куда-нибудь?» Она ничего не ответила.
And that is it. If you need more practice with listening, we have that on Russian, on our Russian platform, BeFluent, with the first link in the description. And also, if you need a bit more of a structured approach to your Russian, then Russian step-by-step on the BeFluent platform will truly help you. It takes anyone from the alphabet all the way to the most complex parts of the Russian language while learning vocabulary, practicing listening and speaking, and more. Check it out with the first link in the description, and I hope you learned something useful today. See you all next time.
Пока-пока.